Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Gimel Omad Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. Mirtz Hashem, we will finish up Simen Reish Ayin Gimel today. We left off yesterday. We had done the Mechaber at the very top of the Omad, and we have one Mishneh Berurah left, Siv Katan Chaf Vav. We were talking there that if a person had bread or drank wine, so then he could be Yotzei somebody else in Kiddush, as long as he ate a Kizayis or had a Revius of wine, or the people that were being motzied had a kezayis or a revius of wine. That was considered kiddush makom suda. Aval ocha peros lo, but fruits alone are not considered significant. You can't make kiddush if they're only fruits. And the Mishneh Berurah says sivkat chavav. The chameishes minim nikra mazon. The five grain products, the wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, they're considered mazon, and that could be kiddush makom suda. And likewise, v'yayin soed alev. And likewise, wine also satiates the heart, fills the heart, and therefore it's considered kiddush makom suda. I will share it for him, but other items, for example, afilu ochel mehem harbe ein chashav suda klal. Even if you have a lot of meat or fish or vegetables or fruits, even though you had a full meal, that is not considered a suda klal. V'alkein, and therefore, the Mishneh Berurah has a very important statement. Ma shenogim lelech lebeis chasen omila. If a person goes to a kiddush and shul, an offer for a bris mila, ve'ein shom kisten, and there is no mazonos over there. Achar kiddush, rak minim agodim. There is no mazonos over there. The person makes kiddush bar pi agofen, and then there are only delicacies over there, all sorts of fancy things, but not real food, just delicacies. Ain lo litom shom klal. You are halachically not allowed to eat over there because you haven't had kiddush yet. It's not called kiddush makom suda. Velo sagi, and it's not adequate. B'mesh ha-makadesh shows ser kolakos. Even if the person who's making kiddush drinks a revius, which we said is somewhat of a bidyeva type of a situation, that you could be yotzei with kiddush makom suda with the revius of the wine. Avshu machzik revius, even though it is a revius. That's only good. Zeh mahani rak l'shose atzmo. That's only good for the person who's making the kiddush himself. He could eat all those other delicacies there. Avolo liachayrim. Brought down the name of the achronim. This does not work for the other people there. They have to mastomach, either drink a revius of wine themselves, or they should not eat at that kiddush, because that's not called kiddush b'makom suda. Again, this has tremendous nafkamina for those that, again, on Pesach, as I pointed out yesterday, that don't eat gibrach, so there really is no mazona. So they either have to wash on two matzahs at such a kiddush, or they have to make sure that they have a revius of wine themselves. Furthermore, he says, "Vinei b'shulte kiborim kosav di'ap b'feres dai." He brings out a much more lenient opinion, that of the shulte kiborim, that says, even with fruit, one could be yotzei kiddush makom suda. The kol suda Shabbos nechsheves keva, because any meal that you have on Shabbos, by definition, is a sudas keva. So if you're a koveya over here on fruits, so that is considered a meal kiddush makom suda. He says, however, ach das atur v'shulchan aruch ikr, but that's not the opinion that is brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch, and the Morgan of Ram says we should really follow, certainly l'chatchila, the opinion of the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch is brought down in the Chaber of the Ramah. This opinion of the Shulte Gibarim is acceptable only under bidyevet situations. He says, for example, af im cholash libo ktsas, a person's very weak, vein loata mechameshes haminim lesodar harkos, and he's hungry. He just heard kiddush over here, and now he wants to eat something. He's hungry, but there is no mazonos over here. So das ezachronim, then you can rely upon the opinion, which the Shaar Tzion says, in oschav ches is d'chayi adam, and he also brings down, this is the opinion of the Elyar Rabbah, the yesh lismoch ala shulte kiborim b'shachris. By Shabbos lunch, by the kiddush by lunch, you can rely upon this very lenient opinion of the shulte kiborim. The kiddush from makom suda can be made on fruits, on peros, not necessarily only on mazonos. However, avol belaila, by Friday night kiddush, bevadli ein lismoch alav. You can't rely upon this opinion of the shulte kiborim. The shari poskim lo sviru lehu kavasi, because the majority of the poskim don't hold like this. Now, in Deir Shavuot number 34, he brings down from Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Shelus Shuvus Minchach Yitzchak that opinion that you can rely upon making kiddush over here on the revius wine and having that as kiddush b'makom suda, he says that would apply as well. V'chein shtias mashke shechor v'yayin sraf, that would apply as well to beer and liquor for the Shabbos lunch kiddush. And that would be satisfactory, kimo achilas peros. Same way that fruit would work over here, so too does this bid the every position work as well for beer or for liquor. Kivin shein tzorech mazon, she's soda salev, since you don't technically need, according to this lenient opinion of the Shulte Giborim, to actually satisfy the lay. However, he brings down, shebofen zeh, af b'shasat chak, lo yeka lusmoch al kos ha-kiddush b'vad, el yishte od kos b'vada. You shouldn't rely upon if you made kiddush on the beer or the liquor, but you should have a second cup as well to be the kiddush b'makom suda. Note, however, that the Ber Hetev in Dibra Maschel, Peros Lo, in Os Cotton Zion says Vishekhar Afo Gav the Hedi Khamar Medina Lo Yotzabob Mok Masuda, the Lo Soiko Yain. He says that it doesn't work for beer. And this is brought down the name of the Mogen Avram, and he says therefore coffee as well would not work over here to be the Kiddush Mok Masuda to have it on coffee. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says Haga Ulafizia Hayamuta Lamoil Lasandik Lishtos Mikosh Shamila Bishabis Bishachris Imshosum Kashir. The Ramah says, therefore, based upon this idea that the wine can satisfy as the Kiddush Mokum Suda, so when a Moil does a bris, or the Sandik over there is going to be the one that's given the kos for the Bari Priya Goffin to drink, so then you can rely upon that if you drink the shear over here or revias, that would be Kiddush Mokum Suda, and it's not a problem. Because on Shachar Shabbos, the whole Kiddush is Bar Pir Goffin, and you are making a Bar Pir Goffin over here, so if they drink a Revius, then it's not a problem. However, the Ramah says that that's not what people do. He brings down from the Goz by Monios, Avolnoa Gulitin Latinok. The more common accepted binog is that the Moel or the Sandik do not drink the Bar Pir Goffin, but they give the baby a taste of the wine, and that's how they're Yotzi with the Bar Pir Goffin not being a Brachal of Atola. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Zayin explains, the Hainu Shiyish the Shir Revius. When the Moel or the Sandik are drinking over here, in order to be Kiddush Mokum Suda, so they have to drink a Revius over here of the wine. However, he brings down the Yesh Omrim, brings this opinion down, She'eno Yotzei de Kiddush Mokum Suda, Afilu Yish the Shir Revius. That there is an opinion that says, you're not Yotzei over here, Kiddush Mokum Suda, even if you do drink a Revius. Rak Tzorch Lishtos Revius, Yayin Movarako Shal Kiddush. As we've already pointed out, you should drink a second cup, and then the second cup will be, so to say, the Suda. The first cup is the Kiddush, the second cup is Kiddush Mokum Suda. Dishu foot number 35 brings down. Ba'av shemakayim ba'osa koshe shtei mitzos. Now, here's a problem you might have thought, that by that single cup, you're making it the Bari Priya Goffin over here for Kiddush, and you're also using it for the Bris Milah. Why is that not a problem of ein osi mitzos chavilos chavilos? Why is that not a problem that you're using a single cup of wine over here for making multiple mitzos together, and we don't like to bundle the mitzos together? So he brings down from Ravaz's that sound the shape of a Levi. That's not a problem over here of chavilos chavilos, because he says b'shtei mitzos she'oso son b'shtei pu'ulos. That's a problem of mitzos chavilos chavilos when you're doing two separate actions. However, here im osi rak pula achas, you're doing one thing bari priya goffin. And intentionally, you're doing it for two reasons, that's not a problem. Eino b'chlal, eino simitzos chavilos chavilos. Finally, the Yeshiva number 36 brings down that when the Ramah says, Avol nohagu liten latinok, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, is that's what the opinion of the people are, that they're choshesh over here for the sheet that it says that the drinking of the wine is not considered Kiddush Mokum Suda. However, the Ramah himself, paskins, like the Gonim, that say that you are allowed to be yotze with the wine as Kiddush Mokum Suda. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Vim Kiddush Beveso, if a person is making Kiddush in his own house, Vishama Shcheino, and the next door neighbor is able to hear the Kiddush, Vishulchano Aruch Lefanav, and he has his table set, that's his Suda in his house. So you have Ruvain making Kiddush for himself in Ruvain's house, and Shimon is next door, listening in Shimon's house with his Suda in front of him, to Ruvain's Kiddush in house A, he's in house B, in Shimon's house, Yotzei Bo, Shimon can be Yotzei with the Kiddush that Ruvain made. For Ruvain, he's having Kiddush and Welcome Suda in his house, in Ruvain's house, and Shimon is having Kiddush and Welcome Suda, he was Yotzei with the Kiddush Ruvain in his house, in Shimon's house, with Shimon's Suda. The Shapa, Heavy Malkum Suda, both of them have Kiddush for Malkum Suda, it's not a problem. And the Mechaber further explains this case. Ukegon, Shiniskabin Hashomea Lotzei Sumashmiel Lhotzi. That Reuven had in mind to be Motzi Shimon, and Shimon had in mind to be Yotzei with the Kiddush of Reuven. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nuchavches, V'hu Adin, the same thing would apply, Tafilu Lechatchila Yochol Lekadish Beveso, Kiddush Yishma Shcheno Hador Bevayisacher. He brings out from the Morgan of Ram that it only says it over here if it happens, not because that's the din. The din would be even l'chatchila. Reuven is allowed to intentionally, l'chatchila, make Kiddush in Reuven's house and be Motzi Shimon, who is sinning in Shimon's house. V'im Shcheino eino yodea batzmo l'kaddish, and if Shimon doesn't know how to make Kiddush in this situation, so then Mahani HaKiddush Shalo, then Reuven's Kiddush works, afilu hu eino ocho biatzmo. As we've already pointed out, kedel b'sif dalet, that Reuven is allowed to go and make Kiddush for somebody that doesn't know how to make Kiddush, even if Reuven is not being Yotzei at that moment himself with Kiddush and isn't eating over there. As long as Shimon is having his listening to the Kiddush with Malkum Suda, it works out perfectly fine. And we discuss this further over there as well, Vayin Meshach HaSadu Shon B'sif Katan Chof, yesterday's shir. Furthermore, Od Kosav Amogen Avram, the Mogen Avram adds over here, Duhu Adin Shemekadi Shalapash Yochel Avaruch Lamamotzi. This works as well for the person, Reuven, making Kiddush on bread. Can be Motzei Shimon over there on bread as well. The Motzi works as well in that situation. Sivkot and Chav Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. We said that Shimon has his table fully set. So Nira de Lav Davka. The Mishnah says Lav Davka that it has to be fully set. Ella, who adin kishirot selara chashulchan lecholi alter gam kimahani. Even if Shimon doesn't have it fully set up, but he's intending to listen to Reuven's kiddush and then go take out his challahs and his liver and his gefilte fish. So that's not a problem in that situation. He's intending kivin shiradaitul azeh b'shas hakiddush. He's intending to do that while he's listening to the kiddush. That is perfectly acceptable to be called Kiddush Makom Suda as well, as we also learned the Chanal B'Siv Gimel in the Ramah, in the Haggah over there in yesterday's Shia. Finally, Sivkot Lamed. Mishabur says, Okigon Shin Iskabin, did you have to have Kavana? Reuven has to have Kavana to be Motzi Shimon, Shimon has to have Kavana to be Yotze. Lav Davka bin Yizet. It's not only in this case, that's true across the board. Duadin, Bekol Shin Mekadish Lacherim Din Hochi. Whenever you have one person trying to be Motzi another person, both of them have to have Kavana. The person who's intending to be Motzi the other person and the person who's intending to be Yotze with listening to the other person. This is the rule across the board. There's no exception to this rule. Then he points out, nowadays, when, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam Adalit, that nowadays it's a minhag, it's not really because you're really intending to necessarily be motzi somebody. Most people don't eat in the shul, so they're not making kiddush to be motzi the guests that are in the shul. So just a minhag of a seinu that people make kiddush, so you might, as the chazan, not specifically have in mind to be motzi anybody. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, you cannot be yotze with that kiddush in shul. Lo yotze hashomeya afilu yiskave lotzeis. The person who is intending to listen cannot be yotze with the kiddush made in shul. Vu lo rotze lisod shom achakach, and he's going to bring. He brought some food, and he's going to actually eat in shul. So it's kiddush malkum suit of him. You can't be yotze with that kiddush unless elim came niskave neshliach tzibur lotzio. The shliach tzibur has to know here that he's being motzi somebody in kiddush. Normally, the default position is that the chaz is always motzi everybody else. But here, since the minhag is that they're only making kiddush alst minhag and not to really be motzi anybody else, so then you can't apply that default position. So in a situation like this, somebody should make sure that the chazan is aware that when he's making kiddush over here, it's not just fulfillment of the mitzvah, it's actually to be motzi somebody, and that person has to intend to listen to the chazan to be yotze, and then you can have kiddush malkum suda fulfilled in this fashion as I just described. Now we go to the final sif in Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that's brought down, She'ein Mekachim El Eliyar Ner, that you should make kiddush in the place where you light the Shabbos Licht. But, the Yesh Omrim, She'ein HaKiddush Tol Biner, there is another opinion and says you do not have to go and light, make kiddush in the place where the candles are lit. And certainly, if one gets more hanah eating out in the chotzer, there's more light out there for whatever the reason, it's more pleasant out there, or b'nei zvuvim, then in your house you have a lot of bees, outside you don't have the bees for whatever the reason, mekadish, mechotzer, you're allowed to go make kiddush in the chotzer, not in the place where you lit the candles, v'ochel sham, and you can eat over there, afal pishen oroa ner, even though you can't see the Shabbos licht. Shaneros la'onig nitztavu. The purpose of lighting the Shabbos licht was for your pleasure, for your benefit, for lo litzar, not to make you uncomfortable. Oh, now I have to eat in here. It's stuffy in here. There's a lot of bees in here. It's very uncomfortable in here. V'hochi mistavu. And this makes very good sense as well, the Mechaber concludes. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph explains, Avo lo yikadish babayis v'yocha b'chotzer, but a person should not go and make kiddush in the house, and then go and eat outside, unless he specifically intended to do so, as we've already explained, we learned in the very first sif in this siman. Sivkot Lamed Beis, the Mechaber concluded, V'hochi mistaber, this makes the most sense to do it this way. And he says, V'hainu b'mitztar harbi, this is when a person is very uncomfortable eating in the place where the candles are lit, so then you can go eat someplace else. When you had kiddush, you had in mind to go eat in that other place, or you made kiddush in that other place. That's perfectly good, because you don't want to be restricted to have to eat in the place where the candles are lit. The lav hochi, but if it's not such a big tsar, tsarich lachol dako v'makom ner, then one should really ideally go and have the suda in the place where the Shabbos candles are, unless it's really difficult. If it's only a little bit of a difficulty, minor difficulty, you really should eat in the place where the candles are lit, have your kiddush and your suda in the place where the candles are lit. There's your foot number 40 brings down. But once you lit the candles for Shabbos, Ror Shiyes Yosef or B'Mokamacha, you see it's actually better lit in a different place. So then, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Yochel Lechol Shom Afim Lo Mitztar Harbe Im Yochel B'Mokam Shalaneros. Then you're allowed to eat in the better lit place, even if in the place where you lit the Shabbos candles, it wouldn't really be a real tircha, a real tsar. This is the first opinion that's brought down by here in the Mishnah Berurah. But then he brings down Ayin the Prima Godim Shemitzade. The Prima Godim disagrees, and he says the Yos Hatov Sheyikadish Babayis is would be preferable in this situation that you should make Kiddush in the place where you lit the Shabbos candles, V'yochom At, and eat a little bit over there to fulfill Kiddush from Makom Suda, and only afterwards Yachakach Yigmor Suda Subachotz. Then go eat in the other place where you feel more comfortable eating for whatever the reason. And he says Ayin and Simon Reish Samach Gimel. We learned this previously as well. Sif Tess over there, Masha Kosov Shom Meinyon Zeh. And the issue number 41 reminds us that it says over there, V'chein in b'shor shehidlik esaneros, a person had the intention to light the candles, b'bayis, and it was dark in there, the ishtamesh b'neros l'tzorach suda, and he's now using the light from the candles to help prepare the meal, so we brought down over there, in Sif Kotin Mem Aleph, shebekach ein ha-brochel batola, the lighting for the candles is not a brochel batola, because you're using the candles, and even if you're going to eat the suda someplace else, that's not a problem. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaschil and the Bir HaLocha of Ahochi Mistabra says, "Ulefi HaNira D'Hachroso B'Shulchan Aruch Kari Raka Seifa." That statement that the Mechaber said over here, Ahochi Mistabra, is only talking about the latter part, the Seifa over here, that you're being pained by eating in the place where the candles are. Shunene B'Chotzer Yoser, and you would get much more pleasure from eating in the Chotzer. The Lav Hochi, if that were not the case, then where you're really just having a little bit more comfort in the chotzer rather than eating the place where the candles are lit. So the Chofetz Chaim says, "Har begidolim rishonim, many great rishonim paskin the ikar hasuda tluya b'ner." You really should have the place where your candles are lit. That's where you should have the suda. And you should really make Kiddush over there. Again, as we pointed out, at least eat something over there so you have Kiddush and Makom Suda. And then if you really want to, you could go to the other place. In this way, you fulfill all the opinions over here, and that is ideal. And that will conclude today's Shir and Siman Reish Ayin Gimel.